The other day, we were talking about that Shantae Lowe, who in 2010 in Des Moines, Iowa, set the U.S. women's national high jump record. This woman, measure this on the wall with your kids and marvel at the ability of human beings, jumped 6 feet, 8¾ inches. She jumped 6 feet, 8¾ inches into the air all by herself. No trampoline, nothing. Landed and set the record. She never medaled in the Olympic Games, but came close. And then the story is told in the New York Times on Sunday, not only about all of the sort of travail she had as a child and as a young woman, but the fact then that she did medal in the Games. And when we told that story, you guys said, "Well, shoot, get her on the radio." And so Elif did. Shantae Lowe, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, John.
As a track athlete, I can relate to the thrill you must have experienced being able to jump that high.
It felt like I was flying. I have to admit, it was like a childhood dream come true as an adult.
You mean when you jumped 6 feet 8 and set the record, or when you found out that, in fact, you were the bronze medalist?
I would say a little bit of both.
So just let's start with the first thing, and that is you were in the 2008 games. How did you do, and how did you end up medaling years later? It was told in the story, but for those who didn't hear it, just talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, in 2008, I was finishing up my senior year in college. My husband and I had just had our first daughter in 2007, so we had, a nursing one-year-old. So it was a lot of work to even get to that Olympic Games. And I went to the competition. I did the very best that I could do. I felt like I left everything that I possibly had out there on the track, and I fell short. I ended up getting sixth place.
Where was that? What country was hosting?
This was in Beijing. It was an amazing event.
Yeah.
I marveled at the hospitality of the country and then even the ability to even pull off such an amazing Olympic Games. But, I went home kind of feeling like a failure because I didn't medal. If you watch the Olympics, they only care about who got gold, silver, or bronze. So, even though I jumped the best I had that year, it wasn't good enough.
2008. So that's 2008. So you come home, and then what happens?
So I come home. Do you want me to fast forward to 2016 when I get the news?
Well, yes, I do. But I mean, then did you compete in 2012 also?
I did. I also competed in 2012. In between 2008 and 2012, there was a lot of financial benefits that come with getting a medal. Because I didn't get a medal, I didn't get those benefits. And my husband and I ended up going through foreclosure. So, we lost our home. We went through we experienced what a lot of Americans were experiencing through the recession and
the housing collapse.
Having a hard time with the economy. Absolutely. So we didn't have and it was hard to get a job. So even though I graduated from one of the, great universities of our country, I was not able to obtain a job.
Georgia Tech,
and
right?
So, yep, I graduated from Georgia Tech.
With the New York Times reminded us of 4.0 GPA.
Yeah, they made it sound a little better than it was. It was that I got a 4.0 my senior year.
Oh,
I really
okay.
Played a lot of hard
okay,
work.
Fine. You skater. So there you are, an Olympic athlete, evidently a delightful person and very bright, and yet you are struggling financially. That sounds like forever ago, but it wasn't that long ago. That was a lot of realities in 2008. 2012, you're in the games. 2016, you represented the United States in the Olympics, too. Is that right?
Absolutely. So 2012, I had another one-year-old, so it was our second child, another nursing one-year-old for that games. I placed, I think, sixth or seventh again. I think once I didn't get on the medal, I think it was seventh. And then in 2016, this was my best shot. This time I didn't have a nursing one-year-old, maybe a two-year-old
yeah.
instead.
Good. Yeah.
And then I ended up placing fourth, and it was kind of like one of those surreal moments. I was the last jumper in the competition, and if I cleared it, I would have gotten gold. But if I didn't clear it, I get nothing. And I ended up just scraping it off at the very end.
So later in that year, 2016, you start to get text messages, Facebook posts, phone calls from friends saying congratulations.
Yeah, so, I finally got over the heartache of not getting a medal. It was hard for me, but I was spending some time by myself cleaning up the house. And, I don't know where the kids were. My husband was taking a certification exam because we're like, once again, okay, we have to, start going out into the job market again. And I started getting messages from other Olympians. Congratulations, congratulations. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I failed. Why are you saying congratulations? And you're like 2 months too late. And so I see congratulations, bronze medalist. And so once I see that, I click on the link that one of my fellow Olympians had sent to me. And it was the gold medalist from Beijing who actually let me know that there were doping violations from the 2008 Olympic Games. There were a total of three in my event that would place me for the bronze place medal.
So 8 years later, they sample blood. I mean, I guess the testing technology advances and they hold these samples and they tell these people, guess what? Bronze medalist and fourth place and fifth place, you were all cheaters. Sixth place is the legitimate third place, and that's how you get a bronze.
Yes. And, you know, at first I thought it was kind of crazy when they would keep samples for so long. They let you know when you're doing doping drug testing that they will keep your samples and you have to sign and consent to it. And I am so grateful that there was, in a sense, this like insurance policy saving me that was letting me know that they do, in fact, save these samples and they allow the technology to catch up to the methods of cheating.
So does it feel like a moment lost or a moment gained for you?
Oh, it's both. You know, it rewrites my story. And my story was that I was, you know, I went to the Olympics four times and I wasn't able to come home with anything. And now, instead of being a four-time Olympian, I'm a four-time Olympian, the American record holder, and now I'm an Olympic bronze medalist. So it completely rewrote my story.
Do you want to have your own little ceremony, your husband and the kids? Does Georgia Tech or the U.S. Olympic Committee have? I want you to be able to stand on a thing and watch the flag.
Yes, I definitely want to do that. There's been news outlets that have reached out to me and asked me if they could be the ones to do my ceremony. The blessing about it is, you know, now my husband and I, we have our three kids here. At the time, we only had one child, so now we have three. I would love for them to, like, hand the medal down the line to each other and for the oldest child, the one that was there for 2008, to place it around my neck. That would just be the best moment ever for me. That would be one reason why it would be worth it to have to wait this long.
That'd be even better.
Exactly.
Or maybe not. That's presumptuous of me to say, because I I really feel like you were cheated and denied a moment. But that's, I think, making lemonade, that's for sure. Do they have to acquire the actual physical medal from the fraudulent bronze medalist?
Yes, they do. My understanding is that they attempt to acquire it for a certain period of time. As you would imagine, a lot of these athletes, they remain that they are innocent. They say that they're innocent, and they say that they don't want to admit guilt, and they feel like turning over that medal is admitting guilt. And so it's going to be a fight. If it becomes too difficult for them to acquire that medal, then they will make me a new one, which I would honestly prefer to have a new one.
Are you mad at them or this?
I want to be mad, maybe, but at the same time, I have to imagine, like, I can't even imagine what type of pressure it would take to cheat, because cheating was never an option for me. The only time I do get upset is, you know, like 2 days ago, I was woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Drug testers come to my house. You know, I'm still in my pajamas. My kids are asleep, and I'm having to do drug testing, you know, this early in the morning, and to believe that everyone's not being held to the same standards, it upsets me.
For what purpose was that test?
They just do random drug testing. So here in America, we have drug tests randomly. They could be as much as three or four times in 1 week.
But for what event? Wouldn't that testing be relevant to a particular event or meet? Or say you flunked that test, then what would the consequences be?
Oh, I'd be banned just like anybody else. So we don't only do drug testing at meets. We actually do them at home throughout the entire year. So every 3 months, we're responsible for telling them where we will be every hour of the day for 3 months. And if we change that plan, we have to send them a notification, because if they come to test us during that time, we'll have what's called a missed test. And if you get three missed tests in a year-long period, you get suspended.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I'm out of time here, but we were also touched by your story. If, say, you were not the bronze medalist, I hope you also have a sense of how inspiring your story is, given how difficult your childhood was. That you've been able to achieve the things you have is in itself a great victory. I'm sure you must know that.
I do. I finally got to the point, and that's where I found my solace. I finally got to the point where I feel like, yes, my story is a success, whether or not I receive that medal. And I think that there's a lot of things that I've been able to do in my life, and I feel like I have a story that I could share with other people and show them how to overcome difficult situations and let them know that they do not have to be a statistic. There are opportunities available to you, and sometimes you have to dig deep within and know what you have and what you're made of and how to define your own success. So, you know, it's my goal to go out now and help, you know, individuals, families, and businesses understand that, motivate their, you know, motivate themselves, motivate their employees, motivate their students. That's my job now, and I take it very seriously.
Are your mom and dad still alive, and what do they say about all of this?
My mom is still alive. My dad is alive. I don't really have too much contact with him, but my mother says she's very proud of me. She's doing a great job now. She's fighting the demons of her past, and she's had a complete turnaround. So her life, she said that my life has been inspirational to her, and that I have caused her to want to do better in her life, and she's really inspired to be there for her grandchildren. So she's come full circle, and now I have that relationship with her that I wasn't able to necessarily have earlier in my life. So it's been a blessing for me.
If you ever find yourself moping around going, well, this is hard, I can't do it, my life's not fair, read the Shantae Lowe story, the conditions of her childhood and the success she has enjoyed since, and you will find inspiration. What a pleasure to visit with you. You work for a New York Life, the insurance company now?
I do. I help families now, so it's my sole purpose to help families prepare for the future.
Thanks, Shantae. Congratulations. I can't wait to see the video of your children handing you your Olympic bronze.
Thank you. And I look forward to hopefully talking to you again in the future.
You know, if you ever want to talk track and field, I jumped 20 feet, 1/2 inch for Manuka High School back in the 1970s.
That is nice. Maybe one day we could do a friendly competition.
Please.
20 feet. Just tell my friend Steve Bertrand that a 20-foot-long jump is pretty impressive.
It is very impressive. Yes, it is.
How far can you long jump? 100%. How far can you long jump?
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while. I don't know what it is. It's 690 in meters, so I'm not exactly what that translates to.
Yeah. 690 in meters.
It's a little short of 20 feet, John. I think it's
6 feet eight. Measure 6 feet eight on a wall and then go, she just ran up and jumped over that. Shantae, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
My favorite track athlete.